Hey guys, welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie. And last week, we talked about those powerful moments when, I don't know, God reveals your future spouse, right? And how to trust his timing, even when nothing seems to be moving. So today, we're continuing that conversation, but with a little twist, because while we wait on the promise, right, God doesn't just want us sitting still with our hands folded. He wants us preparing, growing, and becoming. So this episode is called Becoming the Answer to Our Own Prayers, because let me tell you guys, while you're praying for your future husband or your wife, you also need to be asking, am I preparing myself to be the wife or the husband God has called me to be? Am I becoming the woman or man I'm praying for him or her to meet? You know, waiting is hard. I can attest to that. Okay, because when God has placed marriage in our hearts and maybe even revealed to you who your spouse is, it's easy to focus all your prayers on them. But here's the truth, right? Marriage is ministry, like I mentioned previously, and ministry takes preparation. Okay, you can pray for them all day, but are you preparing yourself? Are you letting God heal the parts of you that still get anxious, that still, you know, have fear of abandonment, that still feel the need to overperform? Because if we're going to be real, if you're still walking in survival mode, marriage won't fix that. It'll just expose it. And I think I already spoke about that in the previous seasons, but that's why this season is sacred, right? God is giving us the space to heal and become before he sends us into covenant. So let's talk practical for a second, right? Because becoming the answer to our own prayers looks like this, right? Okay, so there's about, I want to say, four steps, right? First is the spiritual preparation. Like, are you deepening your walk with God, right? Are you learning to lean on him so that when marriage comes, your spouse doesn't have to carry what only God can, you know? Then you got your emotional prep, right? Which is, are you letting God heal your wounds? You know, learning healthy communication, breaking free from patterns like avoidance or anxious attachment. And then you got your financial preparation as well, you know, because are you stewarding your money wisely? I mean, I'm not saying you have to be rich, you have to have a huge savings account or nothing like that. But listen, because when marriage doesn't, I mean, marriage doesn't erase debt or bad spending habits, okay? It doesn't. But one thing I said to myself, I said, you know how easier it will be for like me and my husband to like tackle our debt? Like, I don't know if he got debt or what got going on over there, but I got debt. I really do. I got student loans. I got personal loan. I got debt. Okay. We all do. If you don't got debt, you're one of the 1%. Congratulations to you. This isn't for you. But for the 99.9% of people who do have debt in America, okay, and a lot of it is overly, you know, because we live in a world right now where like it's ridiculous. You know, I told myself, I said, if me and my husband ever got married, I said, or I shouldn't say that ever got married. When me and my husband get married, let's correct that, boo-boo. I was like, listen, babe, handle the bills. I got our debt. Like in 2 years, best believe with my income, we are going to be debt-free in 2 years or less. It all depends, boo-boo. Okay. It all depends. You're going to be debt-free. I'm going to be debt-free. Like, talk about financial freedom, and we're going to build an empire, because no, poverty is not going to hit us. Okay. But we need to learn how to steward our money and not do frivolous spending. I know that's something I got to work on, because baby, I love to shop, but I have contained myself and I'm not as bad as I used to. But like I said, marriage doesn't erase debt or bad spending habits. So we got to work on that. And then we also have to do the relational prep, right? Are you learning how to set boundaries, right? Forgive and love without losing yourself. You know, a lot of people, you know, we go into relationships and we stop caring for ourselves. We start pouring into us. We stop doing things we're doing because we're still consumed with a relationship. But you have to set boundaries. Like, you guys can be together, love on your husband and your wife, but you also have to have some time, right? To do things on your own, right? Have some free time, a little free time. And these things matter because while you're asking God for a husband or a wife who's whole, who's strong, who's stable, who's emotionally, you know, mature, are you becoming whole, strong, stable, and emotionally mature as well? You know, and one thing or one mistake that we tend to make, you know, in waiting is thinking, well, I don't know, I'll start that once I'm married. But that's not faith, y'all. That's idleness. Okay. And if God has called you to ministry, right. And like I said, ministry, marriage, start now. If he's placed a dream in your heart, build it now. If you've been wanting to heal, go to therapy now. You know, don't put your life on pause waiting for someone else to press play, baby, because if you wait on that, it's going to end in disaster. And remember, I don't know if y'all remember Ruth, and oh my God, Ruth and Boaz, guys, is on Netflix. I'm so excited. I'm going to watch it tonight. And it's so funny because right now I am recording season 3 and I have already completed season 2, which isn't even out when I'm recording this right now. It's actually, I'm recording season 3, which is what I'm talking about now, in September. Today is September 26. So season 2 is about to hit October. So this season will not be out until November. So that's just a little clue there of how I've been doing my episodes. I've been really, really working hard. But anyhow, going back, because I just completely derailed myself. So remember Ruth, right? She didn't sit around waiting for Boaz because, baby, who got time to be waiting around? You know, she was up in the fields. She was working. She was showing up. She was being faithful. And it was her in her faithfulness that Boaz found her. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. It's not she who finds a husband, but we ain't gonna get into that. Now, let me be clear now, because becoming the answer to your prayers isn't about overperforming or proving your worth, okay? This isn't about hustling for love, okay? It's about surrendering to God's process so you're ready for when love comes. Okay, guys? Hyper independence says, I don't need anyone. Overperformance says, I have to earn love. But becoming says, I trust God to shape me into who he designed me to be. For him first and for my spouse second. So don't do this out of fear. Do it out of faith, guys, because God doesn't need you to prove yourself. He needs you to prepare yourself. So here's the takeaway, right? While you wait, become. Don't just pray for him or her. Prepare for you, right? Don't just dream about the marriage. Let God develop the woman, the man he's calling you to be. Because when the promise comes, right, you'll realize that the waiting wasn't wasted. It was working. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I thank you for every listener who has marriage on their heart. Teach us not just to pray for our future spouse, but to prepare ourselves. Heal our wounds, strengthen our faith, grow us into women or men who are whole in you, so that when covenant comes, we are ready to walk in it with wisdom, with grace, and with love. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And that, my guys, it is the conclusion of episode 5, fam. So thank you guys for sitting with me in this space. Next week, we're going to be, you know, going to keep building on this journey. And I promise you, it's going to bless you. So until then, keep walking boldly in your worth. And remember, becoming is part of the blessing. Until next time, guys. Bye.